In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The readings of the Holy 50 days, you will notice, starting from the second Sunday, a pattern where the Lord is defining to us Himself. So today you will hear about Him saying, I am the bread of life. And also you will hear about Him saying that I am the light of the world. In another week, we will hear Him saying to the Samaritan woman that I am the living water. So you will see this pattern, the Lord who rose from the dead is defining Himself to His people. Today the message is, as the Lord says, I am the bread of life. And here, what the Lord said was not something symbolic. He meant it exactly what He was saying. What is the meaning of this? When He said, I am the bread of life, He was telling us that this bread is not an ordinary one. It is not like any other bread. It's as He said in the same chapter, the true bread from heaven. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. What is this very unique bread that came from heaven? This bread is the body of the Lord Himself. We hear the Lord describing to us the Eucharist, the communion that we eat in the church by saying when He instituted this sacrament, in the covenant on Thursday, He said, the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. It's a very clear statement. Whatever you are going to eat is my flesh. Again, in the same chapter, chapter 6, in the Gospel of St. John, He says, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. There is no symbol here. He means exactly, literally, what He was saying, what you eat is my flesh, what you drink is my blood. And He said to His disciples on the same day when He instituted the sacrament, take and eat, this is my body. He handed to them the bread and said, this is my body. And when He gave them the cup, He said, take it, this is my blood. In order to prove also that what we partake here in the church is not just a mere bread and wine, it is not something symbolic. We hear the blessings that the Lord promised to those who are going to partake of this mystery. The Lord says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What kind of bread and wine whoever might eat from might have eternal life? There is no way we can think that this is just a mere bread and just a mere wine. It is not. It is His body, is His blood, because this gives us eternal life. He said also, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Every time we eat, every time we drink, we abide in him and he in us. Then, if we are to abide in the one who did not, the death has no authority over him, then of course we will have the same gift and bliss. He said also, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Who can think or believe that it's just a bread and wine that whoever eats from will live forever? In order also to emphasize the same meaning, he said the Lord, what is about the suffering or the loss suffered by those who do not partake? He said, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. If you don't partake of the communion, you have no life in you. We might be living physically. We move, we go back home, we eat and we drink, and we look like living people, but before God we are dead. It's a very serious consequence for those who think that it's not important, maybe later, whenever I will be ready. If you don't eat, you are dead. And if you meet God and face Him while you are dead, then you will continue in death in the eternity as well. St. Paul, in order also to make it clearer for us, he spoke about the punishment for those who partake of this bread and wine in an unworthy manner, which makes us very sure that it cannot be a mere bread and mere wine. He said, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. If you partake in an unworthy manner, you are guilty in the body and the blood of the Lord. Can you imagine that you come to a banquet and you eat a bread and you drink wine, then you go back home judged as being guilty in the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who can think of this meaning? It's another proof that this punishment cannot come unless we really go and partake in an unworthy way from the body and the blood of the Lord. Then St. Paul, in the next verse, he said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Can you ever think that you will be invited to a banquet or a dinner, and then you have to examine yourself before you eat, even if this gathering is only to remember the Lord Jesus Christ? Then before you go to the banquet, you have to examine yourself, lest you will be guilty. And then the people say, it's just a bread and wine. And again, St. Paul added to this, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. If we eat and we do not consider what we are partaking from, we will be judged because we did not discern the Lord's body. How can anybody ignore all of these verses and then they just hang on the verse of make this in commemoration of me and says this is just a commemoration, it is not something serious? What is the problem of being, while we eat his body and drink his blood, we remember him, we commemorate his suffering, we remember what he did when he instituted the sacrament? There is no contradiction between remembering him while we eat his body and his blood. Then come the last point, how we should partake of this. What is being worthy? I will say a few words about this. Remember it by four R's. First one is recognition. Second one is repentance. Third one is reconciliation. Fourth one is respect. We'll say it again. I come to partake. I will never be worthy. Nobody is going to be worthy whatsoever to partake of the mystery. But we are requested to notice these four R's. First one, recognition. What is the meaning of this? I understand, I believe that this is the body and this is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I come here, I don't know what I am partaking from, it's better for me not to partake. This is the body, the true body of the Lord, and this is his blood. Number two, repentance. I come here and before God, I have nothing I am holding on which might hinder me from coming closer to him. Yes, I am a sinner, I am a weak person, but I do not keep something in order I'm going to live in. I am confessing my sins. I acknowledge my weaknesses. I come to God and asking for his forgiveness. Then after this, we said recognition, repentance, come reconciliation. The Lord said, if you remember, you come to offer your offerings, and you remember that you owe something to your brother, just leave your offering and go and reconcile. I cannot partake of the mysteries if I am in enmity with anyone, anyone whatsoever. Number four is respect. I come to the church showing respect to the mystery, to the presence of the Lord in his church. Not coming in the last moment, just dressed anything, going anyway, and then I say I'm going to partake of the mystery. No, I should watch whom I am partaking from. If I really consider this is the body and the blood, I will show the ultimate respect to the sacrament. So today the message is, the Lord is saying to all of us, what is here on the table or the altar is the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to examine ourselves before coming and partaking of it. To be worthy, there is no way except through his mercies and compassion. But we have to notice that we recognize the sacrament and we believe that this is the true body and the true blood. We offer repentance, we are reconciled with each other, and we respect the church, and we respect the presence of the Lord in his church forever and ever. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.